Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the new face of Creative Hustle Podcast, shot right here in North Seattle shoreline. I'm happy that all of you have joined us on our new journey, and I can't wait for you to see what we have next, what we have prepared to serve for you guys next. Today, we have a special guest to set off this new season, the one and only Mr. Testosterone T. Japheth Owusu. Did I say that right, bro? Jephthah. I'm getting Jephthah.
Yeah, that's my government name. You know, Africans, we get two names.
Yeah.
Your African name
yeah. And
the one that white people can pronounce.
Exactly. You know, something easier for you to get a job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To get a job.
I appreciate you, bro, Mr. Owusu, bro. Thank you, bro, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How was your day today?
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah, productive.
Traffic was a little stressful.
Traffic was horrible.
Other than that, it's been productive.
Something I don't understand about Seattle traffic. Why do people so angry? Like, why so much road rage? So much. Like, this week alone, I've had like 6 road rage incidents. People are flipping me off.
Yep.
I drive like my grandfather. I have no rush. You know what I'm saying? I respect time. I don't rush nothing. People are honking at you. Why can people be patient? Why are people in a hurry? Why can't they leave early?
You don't know what's wrong with people these days.
That's the thing.
They're just going to do whatever they're going to do. But, you know, just that shows you the state of mind that people are in.
Correct.
You know, with people doing stuff that you're like, bro, you know. It's just,
what's going on?
What's going on?
Man, but we're here, though. We're blessed. Yeah. We're thankful. Today, we have a very hot topic for y'all. This topic might be sensitive to some of you, but it's necessary. You know, everything is necessary. And I'm a comedian. I like trading on those very dangerous spot topics. And today I want to speak about African spirituality with my brother who has been giving talks, who has studied, who has given a lot of time into research of the difference between our spiritual realm in the ancestral vibe, spirit vibe, and also in the physical realm, and see how that affects us, or it's relative to how we believe, how we manifest, and how we carry ourselves in our daily lives.
Exactly.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. And straight to it, where are you from? This is not your first time on the show, so I always try to introduce you at the time, man.
Yeah.
Where are you from again, for the guys who have not met you before?
But I'm from Ghana, West Africa.
Ghana, West Africa, if you don't know, that is the land of sunshine. We call it the happy state. Like, everybody there is it's like how Hawaii of Africa. Everybody goes there happy, all the concerts. Michael Blackson goes there for wrong reasons, but everybody else goes there for right reasons. All right. So I have a straight question to you, straight up. How does African spirituality differ from other world religions? Because we have like Hinduism, we have Christianity, and a lot of the young blood, they don't understand what if there was any spirituality before spirituality.
Right.
How would you describe that?
Oh, so with that topic, and I would say it's kind of sensitive, like you said earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I discovered this because I'll take this back to Africa.
Okay.
I grew up in Africa till I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents brought me here. But back then, when I went to school, our history, African history that they taught us in school.
Correct.
They never taught us anything beyond slavery and colonialism.
And colonialism a lot. I don't know why they
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So what they taught us was, this tribe migrated from the southeast. This tribe migrated from northwest.
Correct.
All of these things, but they didn't show us exactly where they came from.
Exactly. Okay.
So as a kid, that had always been on my mind. Like, okay,
where did we come from?
If we came from this side of the world, where exactly were we before coming here?
Mm.
And what exactly were we doing
at that point in time?
And what made us migrate from that place to this place?
Mm-hmm.
So that was always on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came to the States thinking that I'll get answers to those questions.
Correct.
So with that, with a curiosity, I took some history class.
Yeah.
And that history class was also focused on slavery in America.
It was limited. It always goes back to that. Yeah.
It goes back to slavery, but they don't teach you anything beyond that.
Correct.
So I was confused and I decided to go on a quest to get answers to these things. And I found out about African spirituality, ancient Egypt. What was there before?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the things that has happened and why we migrated, you know, to all these, you know, parts of Africa.
Mm.
So with African spirituality, it's different because in today, a lot of these religions, and especially, I was born a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, my parents are Christians. You know, they go to church every Sunday, you know, active.
Yeah.
My parents are very active in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And even growing up, I was very active in the church too. But, you know, all the things that they taught us was...
Something was missing.
There was something missing. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I felt like something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at Black people,
mm-hmm.
Black people are innately, we are spiritual people,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you take religion, for example, there's a lot of the spirituality aspect is missing.
Correct.
So that, like, you know, it gets to you.
You get curious, ask, you get your curious. Question, correct.
Exactly. You ask questions.
Yeah.
And a lot of these questions, you have to go do research on your own because mm-hmm. the Bible is not going to teach you that.
So I was born Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay.
My parents, well, they believed in Saturday church, which is great. Unfortunately, during my growing up period,
uh-huh.
they didn't have very good schools that were made for Seventh-day students.
Right.
Some of the best schools in Kenya around that time. I'm talking, you know, young Tucks don't understand this stuff. This is too old for you. But as a millennial, we had a lot of Catholic, really good Catholic schools.
Uh-huh.
And so they had to, like, there was a conflict. They had to lie that they're Catholics for me to get even to some of those schools, like Our Lady of Mercy, St. Mary's, Mosocho, and all that.
Uh-huh.
But when I got into the spiritual, like, world,
uh-huh.
I was an altar boy. They call it altar boy, or the Catholics, or the guys who have the priest.
People who follow the priest.
Yeah, so they make,
come in, they
exactly. We shake that incense and stuff. I'm not going to mention who stole the wine a few times. But